A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adoluju, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Samonde UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. For our meditation and discussion, we look at the book of Luke, chapter 23, verses 20 and 21. The scripture says, Pilate, therefore, willing to release Jesus, spake again to them, but they cried, saying, crucify him, crucify him. Our emphasis will be on verse number 20 of our consideration. Pilate, therefore, willing to release Jesus. There was a willingness in the heart of Pilate to release Jesus Christ of Nazareth, to set him free from the allegations and the accusations against him. Pilate thought very deeply. He was not a shallow man. He was not a shallow thinker. He was not an unreasonable person. Pilate took time to examine what the people have said, what the Jews, the Pharisees, have said against Jesus. Pilate considered very well the allegations brought against him, and he was going to exercise his discretion in favor and on behalf of Jesus. But the Bible says they shouted and they cried, crucify him. Invariably, the shouts of the people against Jesus overwhelmed Pilate, and he changed his good intention. Again, I repeat, I am in agreement with you that it was the determinate counsel of God that Jesus should die, and there was nothing that Pilate could do about it. But let's take a cue and learn a lesson from this experience. Pilate had a good intention. He had a good desire towards Jesus. He wanted to do good. He wanted to release him. But certain forces and powers prevailed against him. So he changed his good mind, his good intention, and he released Jesus to the Jews to go and crucify. Let's come to you, dear listener. There are times that people, God has raised people and has put your matter in the hearts of some men, some people. He has put it in their hearts to bless you. There are good intentions towards you in the hearts of some people. They have great plans and desire to do good things for you. Just like Pilate was willing to release Jesus, these men, these women are willing to do good things for you. They are willing to assist you. They are willing to help you. They are willing to mention you or mention your name, your business or interest in places of importance. They are willing to talk about you. They have a desire to do something great for you. But there is a force, or there are forces overwhelming these men that compel them to change their mind. These forces, these powers prevailed against these your would-be helpers and frustrated their purpose, stopped them from carrying out their desires and good intentions concerning you. We not only have to deal with the forces and the voices that are speaking against your life and destiny, we must also deal with the forces that are prevailing against your helpers, those that God has designed, assigned to help you. We want to deal with the forces that are making them to change their minds, the forces that are prevailing against them to the intent that they might be forbidden, they might be prevented or stopped or disabled from helping you or carrying out their good intentions towards you. Pilate had a good intention. He wanted to release Jesus, but these Pharisees and scribes and the people, the chief priests, they imposed their will on him. They insisted he must not assist Jesus. And so they prevailed on Pilate, and eventually death. Jesus was released to die. Dear listener, again I am saying, what are those forces prevailing against the man assigned and designed to help you? What are the powers prevailing upon them and stopping them, preventing them, disabling them from carrying out their good intentions and desires concerning you? We have to deal with such forces. We have to deal with such powers so that the assistance and the help they intend to carry out on your behalf, they will be able to do it without any let or hindrance. In John chapter number 11, you read in verse number 39, when Jesus said, "Take away the stone," Jesus had the good intention towards the dead man Lazarus. Lazarus was in the grave. Lazarus was stinking. But Jesus, the author of life, the one who swallowed up death in victory, was willing and ready to help Lazarus to bring him out of the grave. So Jesus said, "Take away the stone." However, Martha, the Bible says, "The sister of him that was dead seeth unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh." He had been dead 4 days. It was Martha that told Jesus that won't be necessary. That was a voice that was speaking against the destiny, the liberation, the resurrection, and the miracle of Lazarus. But this voice could not prevail against Jesus. And because the voice of Martha couldn't prevail, Jesus went ahead to set Lazarus free, to raise him from the dead. What if Martha had prevailed? What if Jesus had given up because of what Martha had said? Lazarus would have been dead and forgotten forever. Recall that Martha was the sister of Lazarus. So, your sister, anyone close to you could be used of the enemy to frustrate the man that wants to help you and to prevent him or stop him altogether from rendering the help or the assistance that he desires to carry out. So we are praying, evil will not catch up with your helper. What about the case of a man who was promised help and the promisor was willing and ready to fulfill the promise made? Unfortunately, sickness caught up with him. He became bedridden and he couldn't execute or carry out his good intention and plans towards this brother. Something negative caught up with him and he couldn't perform the promise he made. He had good intentions. And so the point is this, dear listener, there are people who have good intentions concerning you, but they must be compelled to carry it out. We must also pray that there is no force, no power in hell shall be able to disable them or destroy them or afflict them or affect them to such extent or in such a way that they will not be able to carry out the promise made. If a man promised to help another man, but the man who promised before the day of performance dies, what happens to the promise? Of course, event has overtaken such promise and he no longer can be carried out because the promisor is dead. He cannot make good his promise. When evil overwhelms or overtake a man who has given a promise, that promise becomes destroyed and no longer able to be performed or be fulfilled. Deep within me, I have this conviction and this assurance of peace that help is coming for you. But there is the need for us to cry out to God in the place of prayers that the man that God has assigned to help you will carry out this assignment. That help will not be frustrated or truncated or interrupted. That it will be made to happen. In the case in consideration, don't forget, Pilate couldn't carry out his good intentions. He was frustrated by the voices and the forces that prevailed against him. And so we are praying, no negative force or power shall be able to prevail against your helpers in the precious name of Jesus. Let us pray. I'd like you to pray this morning and say, "Father, let no evil prevail against my helper. Let no evil, let no disaster, let no negative voice prevail against my helper in the name of Jesus. This is my prayer, O God, that evil will not catch up with my helper. Those who have promised to help, that evil will not catch up with them in the precious name of Jesus. They will not be disabled from carrying out their promise in the name of Jesus. I pray that for grace, that Lord, do we give these promises? Those who have promised to do good things for me and my interest, Lord, you will preserve them. Let them be divinely preserved and let no evil or negative voice prevail against them. Let no sickness prevail against them Let no death prevail against them. Let no evil prevail against them. In Jesus' precious name, I'd like you to lift up your voice in prayers and say, Father, empower my helper, strengthen my helper to be able to carry out his help, the help you intend for me. Help my helper in the name of Jesus. This is my prayer, O God. You will help my helpers in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Help them by the power of your spirit and let your name be glorified in Jesus' precious name. Lift up your voice and pray and say, Father, let every power plotting to frustrate the good intentions of people concerning me be totally destroyed in the name of Jesus. This is my prayer, O God, that every power, every force plotting to frustrate the good intentions of people concerning me be totally destroyed in the name of Jesus. Let the good intentions of people concerning me not be frustrated. Let it not be disappointed. Let no wicked voice prevail against my helpers. Let no evil prevail against my helpers in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray, Father, let the man you have assigned to help me, to lift me up, to mention me where it matters, let him locate me for the necessary help and assistance in the name of Jesus. The man assigned to help me, let him locate me and let your name be honored. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Amen. I pray for you that evil will not prevail against your helpers, that those that God has assigned to help you, evil will not prevail against them. Death will not prevail against your helpers. Disaster will not prevail against your helpers. Accident will not prevail against your helpers. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, this is my prayer for you today, that evil will not catch up with those God has assigned to help you. The man assigned to help you will locate you. Whatever voice is speaking against your interest before your helpers, we silence them today in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Eternal Father. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Support Daily Impact with Grace Mann. Support with your prayers. Pray for this program and pray for me. Support also by forwarding this message and sharing the link with your contacts. You can support financially, and your financial gift can be sent to the Zenith Bank account number 12161000456. The account name is Daily Impact with Grace Mann. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and follow me on other social media platforms. My handle is @YemiGraceMann. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulaju, wishing you a very glorious day, and the Lord bless you.